A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Good friend Kevin. On the other side of the microphone is Mr. Jeremy Mays. How you doing, Mr. Jeremy?
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Yeah, no, I felt like I was going to be way too formal if I called you Mr. Mays. So I just completely balked on that one. First name.
Oh, well. Yeah, I do like how you said it. I think you said special guest or something.
Oh.
And then everyone's like, oh, or whoever joining me this time. And I was like, oh, it must be Dusty this time. And they're like, oh, it's Jeremy. And they're like, oh, can you bring Dusty back on? Because Dusty brings the hits, kids. So,
but yeah, Dusty equals ratings.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, considering he did, hopefully everyone got their fill of Dusty and Eric there last night. And, well, you're going to get our fill of us today, the not-so-mega powers reunited.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't get a chance to listen to what they had to say last night because I was completely swamped at work and didn't really get to listen to anything. So we're just going to talk about a little bit of everything. Little TNA, little ROH. And probably, as usual, mostly WWE. Well, since I like to start in chronological order, we're going to go back to the beginning of TNA. You, before the beginning of this, said that you didn't really remember the segment. Did I jog your memory at all?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think of it before I go into my opinion?
Okay, from what I remember, since I wasn't smart enough to pull up the a show review, it was just Hogan making a decision on who's going to face Bobby Roode that night, right? And they had, who was it, Angle,
Bully Ray,
yeah. Hardy, and who was the other one? RVD?
AJ Styles.
Yeah, AJ Styles. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's four. Yeah, I don't know, man. I want to bash TNA on that, but at least it's something different. I just don't like the entire, you know, it does, the wins and losses don't count, even though they brought it up, I think, later or something. I mean, I don't know. It didn't flow, and I'm getting kind of tired of the grainy camera footage and all that stuff. So
yeah, no,
I don't know.
I kind of liked it because I just liked the way they interacted with each other. Like, they just, TNA altogether gets too screamy and too caught up in the whole, hey, we're the swearing company and we're cool. And even Kurt Angle does it just so often. And he just, like, kind of was cutting a promo and everyone was making points. And I really, outside of the stuff with Hogan, oh, we need something fresh. Everybody wants us to, you know, that part of it was kind of annoying. I'm like, no, why don't you just go back to basics and then we'll like it. Stop trying new shit.
Yeah. No, I like that. Everyone, we want to try something new or fresh, so we're going to give you AJ Styles versus Bobby Roode. It's like, didn't we already do this like 2 months ago? Like, all these guys, and really the only match they haven't done is Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode, right? No, I take that back. Bobby Roode, when they were setting it up for Roode to win the belt, and he didn't. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, I totally forgot about that. That's how much I don't care about this.
Yeah, well, yeah. That at least was the one that was longest ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Bully Ray had just lost to Bobby Roode like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, hold on. Like, I don't care if he won a qualifying match. Like, it was pretty rightful that he was the first one to get the axe. Because it's just like, no, dude, you had your chance 2 weeks ago, and it was one of the few matches that nobody interfered or there wasn't anything dumb going on in the background, like the match that ended up being ordained had. Which, that is even a whole nother bag of worms that I didn't even think about bringing up, honestly. But, yeah, it was kind of interesting to have all four guys there and not have to have them, because of the setting and the tone that they went with to me, it wasn't one of those, oh, everyone's going to fight over the, like at a contract signing or even when you're in the ring, it's like, oh, four guys are together. They're going to end up brawling with each other.
Yeah. I guess, all right, there's the effort. I'll give them the B for effort. It was different, which is fine. But they've given you, like, just throughout their history, and maybe this is, you know, maybe this is where they're going with it. Whenever they're like, hey, we need a number one contender, they always have a match. It's not people sitting, like it's like watching a movie about computer hackers almost. And no matter how much music you put behind it, no matter how much, like, you cut the camera this angle, and they amp up the keyboard, it's still a guy typing on a keyboard.
Right.
So this, no matter how much music they want to do, no matter if they want to do close-ups on Hogan or, you know, show angle Matt or do this or do that, it's still one guy talking to four. Instead of going, all right, here's what we're going to do. Have you two do a mini tournament, whatever. Like, I didn't understand why they had that tournament the week before, and then this week it was, I'm going to choose who it is. Well, why not just have the tournament keep going? You know? Or just...
Yeah, I don't know why. This is the second time they've had that open fight night, mm-hmm. and it seems like this is the format that they're going to go with. And I don't particularly know why, but, like, Hogan is going to pick the champion that has to wrestle that night.
Right.
And then for some reason, because, it was the tag champs last time around, Joe and Magnus there. And then they mm-hmm. picked four teams and he slowly eliminated them through the night.
That's right.
So it seems like it's going to be their thing. But yeah, you would think that if they won matches the previous week, I guess that's what I even expected was, to see those guys wrestle each other to get to the match with Roode.
I don't know. Trying to find the positive in it, but here, it's the same problem I have with TNA.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of Hardy. I'm tired of Angle. I forgot AJ Styles was in the league. I'm tired of him and that dumb angle with Dixie Carter. The only one I like is Bully Ray. And I'm just, you know, it's the same. It goes all the way back to the TNA roster game. I'm tired of these guys. You know, it's
yeah.
the same people. So you see the segment and it's like, nobody else? And there's nobody else? And then you see Joe losing the first round. And I know Joe's been in the main event before, but how long ago was that? And like, they had something successful going and with him and Magnus in the tag team division. So, fuck you guys, we're breaking you up.
Yeah, no, that was a complete and utter head-scratcher. It's just like exactly what you said. Like, they finally had something going for him. Him and Magnus were looking good. And they're like, oh, we're going to give the belt that, and I don't even know who freaking won them, to be honest with you.
Oh, shit. I you know me. I'm the one that usually tries to catch you about who the tag champs are. I have no clue. Is it Kaz or Kazarian?
Oh, Kaz and Daniels.
Okay, because that makes sense.
Well,
everyone was clamoring for them.
And they were such a good they built themselves up so well by talking about a singles wrestler that they are obsessed with rather than, worrying about the tag belts.
Yeah, but, even bringing up – and I know this wasn't what you wanted to talk about. You want to talk about the opening segment. But it just speaks to the greater – it speaks to the greater problem with TNA. There was one match – and I think it was TNA. And if not, I'm sure this has happened before. And I just turned to Elise and said, if that ring just got sucked into a black hole, you would never know that something happened to these guys. That's how much they don't matter. They've burned through people. Remember when Rob Van Dam was a big deal? and I'm sorry, let me clarify that. For TNA. When was the last time he was a big deal? When he first got there and won the title. His open fight night, he calls out Gunner. And it's like, really? I know that it was nice that they were going to tie the feud up, but really? Okay.
Yeah, well, considering that he hasn't really, of all people for him to call out, he should really call out Abyss, considering he's the one that cost him the championship way back when. That he has only had the one rematch for. So that loose end still isn't tied up in my book.
Well, I'm trying to stay positive. You know, it's my little mantra right now. there's so many people in TNA. That no one cares about. That's never going to amount to anything with the structure that they have. I don't know if you saw Daphne's Twitter comment that she can never watch TNA until Hulk Hogan's dead. It's pretty harsh,
right?
But look at the likes. Oh, it was Eric Bischoff's going away party or whatever. Garrett Bischoff, Jeremy Borash, Eric Bischoff, who I still think is a viable on TV person, but whatever. Bully Ray was sort of there. Everybody else in that ring? All right, that's it. Bye. Ric Flair, bye. Doesn't matter. There, I've just saved you all that money.
Well, Ric Flair may have gotten himself out of there all on his own, so.
Yeah.
Nothing like Party Boy.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the one angle, and you beat me up for it, I don't care. The one angle I actually enjoy watching is that imbecile, Chris, no, I'm sorry, is it Joseph Park is Clark Kent?
Yes.
Okay, Joseph Park and Bully Ray. Every time I enjoy the shit out of that, because that Chris Park, just for those who don't know, Abyss, that shit's fun. He's overacting, ridiculous amount of overacting. He's sitting in the audience, which was my favorite part of this. It was this episode of it.
Yeah.
Bully Ray calls him out, and he's going, "Huh? Huh?" He's like dramatically like shaking his popcorn. It was ridiculous. It reminded me sort of a Mick Foley sort of thing.
Gotcha.
I mean, like when he would always do his goofy over the top stuff. Well, then when he gets up there and he goes, "You're not intimidating me," or maybe that's what it was. I think he said, and Bully Ray goes, "What'd you say?" He's like, "That's what I thought you said." Just acting all cool about it, and then he punches him in the balls. It was like, this is it's a classic like Superman. It's Superman 2, basically. You know. He's lost. I mean, if it better play out this way, or this is going to be a tub of shit. But I don't know why I am ignoring the fact that Abyss showed up 2 weeks ago and hasn't come back since. But whatever.
Yeah.
But this week, I'm just thinking just this episode. That was fucking funny. It was everyone played their part really well. Bully Ray's been at 100% for months now, and it just seems like the whole Joseph Park, Chris Park, Abyss thing is oddly fun. It, you know, for a show that's like super serious and everything else, everyone stalks down to the ring and blah, 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 blah. And then you got this goofy ass guy. He can't walk in the ring correctly. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe I'm stupid, but.
Well, yeah, because you like Superman and you like this angle, so.
Superman's okay, but.
I guess that's the only problem for me. It's just like, it's one of those things, just like Superman, it's just like, fucking, you've got to be kidding me. That's him. Like, who is this dumb? Like, he's the same height, same shape, same look, he just shaved. Like, come on, motherfuckers, it's not that hard to put this together. And when Abyss did come back, he was shaved. Like, they didn't even try to, like, patch on some, like, chin hair or something to make it look a little bit different. He just throws on a half a mask, and it's just like, no, glasses weren't fooling me back when I was a fucking kid for Superman, and a half a mask that shows your hair and your face.
Yeah.
Is not going to fool me either.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, you're right. The overacting, I guess, has been kind of entertaining.
Yeah, it's not even someone who's trying to act. You know what I mean? So to say, I mean, overacting is pretty much a good term, but he's not even trying to be subtle. It's like he knows this is goofy enough, at least I think, and he's shown he can talk, which is kind of weird. The other thing is, the only part about the angle I don't like Clark Kent was at least like the mild-mannered reporter from the Daily Planet, and he would have news articles and whatever else.
Right.
They keep saying that Joseph Park is a, not famous, what were we looking
he's
for? You know, whatever, lawyer in Chicago. In today's day and age, you damn well better have something for Joseph Park, attorney at law. A fake website, just something. I mean, go the extra mile with this. You know, just something. And it doesn't have to be fancy. And even use indie wrestlers. You know, hey, here's $50. We're going to use your image on the site, and you're going to talk about Joseph Park and all that. You know?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you play Grand Theft Auto, you can sit in your apartment, watch television. This is you're in the video game. Your character, you sit him down, and he will watch TV. And you can flip through the different stations. You can go to a computer. You can go to the internet cafe. I think it was 3. I don't think you'd do it in 4. Can't remember. Anyways.
Okay.
No, it was 4. And you can scroll the internet. They make up websites. So there is, you know, they try to. They try to make it immersive, you know, so right. It's from all sections. It's just fun, but, eh.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to set up. Of course, their web designers don't know jack nor shit either, so.
Oh, yeah, so. But that's more than the, well, yeah, because, yeah, they'd be responsible for it, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, because I still, yet again, still haven't gotten around to it. But, yeah, I have that article sitting waiting for TNA about their site there. Mm-hmm. About Bully Ray's shirt, which is what it's supposed to be about, but it seems it has turned into just a bash TNA's website.
Yes. Well, yeah. So, all right. So, that was the opening segment of TNA.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I did actually enjoy it. Like, to me, it was a little bit different. I mean, you brought up some points, and I guess sometimes I just ignore those. You know what I mean? Like, especially with TNA, if I worried about who was tired and who wasn't, I guess wouldn't watch it all.
Okay, I just got distracted by... My sister-in-law posted a picture of my brother and my 2 nephews. And apparently, they're cutting Evan's head with a bucket, or Evan's hair with a bucket. Holy shit.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh. I think someone's getting a text after we're done. Oh, my God.
Well,
let's move on.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's see if... Now, and we're going to move from TNA to, because I can't even handle, actually, I just have to since we brought it up. How dumb of AJ Styles was it for him to keep on looking back to the back for Daniels and Kazarian to come down?
I despise that in every match. If they're at the top of the ramp, who cares? You know?
Yeah.
Just keep wrestling, stupid. And it's a cop-out way of ending a match. It's just dumb.
Yeah, I just thought it was terrible. It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, you're the one that was obsessed with making sure Bobby Roode doesn't break your streak, and then you let something that retarded distract you. Get the hell out.
Yeah. I mean, I still like AJ Styles. I know Dusty can't stand him. I don't like the tattoo, which, by I don't know, this has nothing to do with anything, but I was looking at that tattoo when he was wrestling. I think he has the dates out of order. I think one goes 09, then 06, then 08.
Oh.
And it's like, are you fucking kidding?
I didn't.
I may be wrong. I should probably look up a picture, but it sure as hell seemed that way. But
yeah, no, I did. I was not paying attention. For sure. I've just always thought that that was just so white trashy of him to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anywho, moving on from TNA then. Ring of Honor. We've been talking about it at least a little bit more often here recently since, for whatever reason, all of our markets actually have Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. That was a horrendous time to take a drink of water.
I was like, am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, no. Well, last week, and I'm just going to set it up, too. Last week, I've been watching, and because I've been Prime Wrestling, formerly Pro Wrestling Ohio, is now back, I think the ROH reviews have gotten scrapped until they start going to reruns again. So I'm just going to start watching the Ring of Honor shit. And last week, they said that they were going to show the Davey Richards versus Kevin Steen match from Border Wars in its entirety.
With commercial breaks.
Yeah, with commercial breaks on their show next week.
Yeah.
And they said it a bunch the week last week. And then they were even smart enough, and I kind of like this angle where – they kind of did pre-hype with they talked to Eddie Edwards, and they talked to some of the fans, and even though fans are boobs, it's always kind of entertaining to me to watch the boobs talk about, you know, who's going to win the match. So, you know, they did a pretty decent job of setting it up, but then I watched it, and to be honest, I was fully under the impression that they left parts of that match out. Did you
where they started it? It sure seemed like they did, but
because there was time. Oh, I think it was after the first commercial break. They brought back the fans start chanting, "This is awesome," and I'm like,
"Well, yeah, that commercial break." For whatever lawyer slash goo gun shit commercial you get at midnight on Saturday or whatever, those are pretty awesome, actually. Flex Seal. No, I know what you're talking about, though. It's Ring of Honor, dude. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, how sad is that to say it that way? I mean, does it really surprise you? I mean, the production's pretty crappy.
It is, but I'm fine. If you're just going to say I'm going to bring part or we're going to show part of the match or something like that, that would be fine by me.
Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't watch the iPay-per-view, and apparently with their technical difficulties, not a lot of people saw it. So maybe this was their make good, but I don't know. It seems shorter than it read with the results, and maybe that's also part of the problem is I knew who won. So I was just like, okay, just like hurry up, and like paid limited attention until the very end, just to see how it ended. Maybe that's why I don't have like the notice. I didn't give it the notice you did.
Well, and I keep on trying to determine whether because I've seen a lot of the guys wrestle in matches, but Davey Richards and Kevin Steen, Steen's had a couple of squash matches on TV. And Davey Richards has been in a tag match or two. And I, Dusty and I kind of talked about this. what the, oh, it was, fucking A, I completely lost my train of thought.
See, not so easy when you're in the hosting role.
No, there's, I'm trying to IM at the same time too, and it's fucking a bad plan.
Oh, you IMing me?
No.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I know.
Pay attention to the show. Who would dare do that?
Well, I know that I fell in, and this is where I was trying to go. I know that I fell in love with the package pile driver. I just thought that the move was fucking awesome. And so I kind of ignored the quality of Kevin Steen matches. And then Dusty said that he was, you know, okay. So I keep on trying to – I was like, okay, if they're going to show this whole match in its entirety and Davey Richards is like the best in the world now, or at least I had definitely read that in some corners of the internet, I'm like, okay, this should be a really good match. Even if Steen is average, it should be something in the the CM Punk John Cena thing, where if someone's even average like Cena – or even, well, I'd probably call him good, better, more than average. But, you know, and then he gets in the ring with someone excellent like Punk. It tends to elevate their game, and the match ends up going really well. Not that I expected it to quite be that quality, because, for me right now, that's going to be my bellwether match until I see something else. I did not see Punk versus Daniel Bryan at the most recent pay-per-view that the majority of people were raving about. So,
yeah,
you know, there's that part, just to be clear. Haven't seen many Richards matches. Haven't seen, and ever since Dusty and I talked about it, I haven't really seen much of a Kevin Steen match either, so it's like, okay, now I can really rate these two guys and see how they are. It's their big title match. I don't understand why they're giving it away on regular TV, but it's just like, I can rate both of these guys.
Yeah. Well, we've seen Steen in person. I mean, but he wasn't quite as big as he is now, so.
No, we did see him in person, but when what was that? 4 years ago. In Orlando, and then 5 years ago in Detroit. If he was in Detroit.
Nah, they weren't there.
Okay, so yeah, I mean that's a long time ago, and I mean I just really over the whole thing, I haven't really watched much Kevin Steen. I saw the package pile driver. That's awesome. This guy's awesome. Period. Like, and, you know, like I said, I thought Dusty made a really good point. I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I should kind of, you know, see something here. And,
Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, you're not losing me.
Oh, okay. Who the fuck are you IMing? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. What the shit? Oh, well, okay. A, I thought there were cuts in the matches. Because when everyone was chanting, this is awesome, I'm sitting there... I was sitting there going, okay, how does anybody who has watched any amount of wrestling think that this is awesome? Like, from what I had seen up from to the first commercial break, it was a bunch, it was two guys no selling punches and forearms and other such nonsense. And then, you know, they got in a couple of moves here and there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hold on, how can this be construed as awesome? Like, for the TNA crowd, I just let it slide because they think a hip toss is awesome. It's just like, well, fuck, whatever. They're in Orlando and they're just trying to enjoy themselves and they're really, really dumb. But, you know, supposedly all these ROH fans are supposed to be, you know, more well-informed at least and into the wrestling more. And it's just like, there wasn't a thing about that match up to that point that said awesome to me. Like, so that was one reason I thought, I'm like, okay, I was like, maybe they cut something, so I don't understand why this is awesome.
No, I honestly don't understand half the time when people start chanting, this is awesome. The holy shit chants have kind of died down. I don't know. I don't. Maybe I'm jaded, man. We've talked about plenty of times off the air. But, like, nothing is that awesome. It's getting to the point where, you know, it's going to take something spectacular again to really get, like, a, oh, my God, kind of vibe out of it.
Right.
I don't remember the last time I had that watching a match. And maybe I'm just, you know, like I said, jaded, whatever else. But I don't know. So, I mean, whenever someone chants, this is awesome, or you still got it, just they start chanting. Okay, first, for Ring of Honor, when they start chanting, all I remember is Eric going, this is awesome. Like, totally out of rhythm. So whenever Ring of Honor does it, it's ruined for me. It doesn't. They could be doing some miraculously awesome, like, drumline, hand clapping, chanting thing. It wouldn't matter. I just have Eric doing that in my head over and over again, you know?
Right.
But then, like, the TNA crowd, you nailed, or Impact. What's the name of their goddamn company? Is it TNA or Impact Wrestling? And I'm being dead serious.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's still TNAshop.com, I think, for their gear.
Uh-huh.
But to go to the wrestling, it's Impact Wrestling. So I don't know why it is an Impact Wrestling shop at this point. You know,
well, they got no Impact Wrestling now because Don West is gone.
Huh?
Don West is gone, so there's no Impact at all there.
No. And if he was into organizing that site, too, maybe the site will be fucking better organized. I don't care if he's helping to hawk merchandise at the live shows. And the fact that they got rid of him for Taz is just incredible.
Yeah. We can't go like back 2 years ago. I mean, I guess we could talk about Don West if we wanted to segue away from Ring of Honor. go back to TNA.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I guess it was just another, to me, at least to finish up my thoughts on it, is that it just wasn't, like, if they showed the whole thing and I watched the whole thing, I don't understand why anybody talks about either of those two guys. I mean, I've already expressed the fact that, like, I'm just kind of done. Unless you're, in the mold of a Brodus Clay, where it looks like you could legit have some toughness and have you know, some type of credentials to back it up.
Yeah.
Because what? Who was he? He wasn't Tyson's bodyguard, was he? He was someone famous's bodyguard.
Del Rio's bodyguard.
No. In real life.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Del Rio.
He was a rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay-Z. No.
Kanye, I don't know.
All right, I'll look this one up.
Okie dokie. Well, whatever the case, you know, you're at least like, okay, maybe this guy's tough. And on top of that, like, Kevin Steen isn't that big of a guy. I think what's his name is Clay, like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
So I think Clay's like what, 6'6" or 6'8"? The dude is just huge to start with. So I mean that makes you intimidating anyway.
6'7". Yeah.
Okay, 6'7". So that helps. Steen is maybe like 6'1" or something. Like he isn't that much taller than Davey Richards. So like to be fat, like you at least have to be tall to kind of even things out. Because then you're like, well, dude's so massive, you know, he can get away with it. But he isn't that massive. Like he can't get away with it. So, you know, that's the other problem that I have with him. It's just like, and then Richards, I just don't understand. I'm lost. Like when I've seen him wrestle in the tag matches, it's just like, okay, this guy likes to kick more often than CM Punk. Like, does that somehow make him more impressive? I don't get it. Like, he doesn't seem to execute moves to me at all.
I've never been impressed with David Richards. So, I mean, it's nothing, just not my cup of tea, you know? So, it's like, okay. And he's really small. So, I got to figure he's the de facto champion of ROH because of their talent pool. I mean, I think, I don't know if this was on an audio or if Eric and I were just talking, but we were just talking about the ROH talent pool. And there you go. So, I mean, you know, there's no one you'd really pay to see.
Well, yeah, I mean.
With the Briscoes, for the 88th time, they're going to win the tag belts. And how many times are they going to say man up? Or dem boys, I mean.
To me at least, they're entertaining.
Yeah, I know, but they're kind of like all of TNA's roster. I'm just kind of tired of them.
I certainly understand that point. And I guess maybe I just don't get as tired of that stuff as quickly. But, that was just another thing that was just completely stupid. I don't know if anybody's ever, they end a big long feud supposedly between the Briscoes and the World
Tag Team
with an ether rag.
Yeah.
Like,
You sounded like me right there. Huh, that's interesting. You didn't even notice that. Yeah, you did the whole sigh afterwards.
Oh. Well, yeah, man. It's just, you know, book a ending. Like, that's not an ending. That's, like, something that happens to help continue a feud. You know, it's just like, oh, they were a bunch of cheaters, and they, you know, even though it was a fight without honor, which I don't even know what that means anymore, considering the whole heel portion of their roster isn't bound by the code of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. I mean, at least before... Or at least from what I remember when we went and I was kind of watching before that, at least some of the heels adhered to that. So it's just like, oh, okay, it's just not good guy, bad guy. Now it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, like all the good guys abide by it, all the bad guys don't. Great. Thanks for making this really predictable. So I'm supposed to cheer for this guy and not for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, guys. Please make it even more obvious than you already are. So, what the fuck ever. Shit. Okay, well, I mentioned him a little bit earlier, just to get off of both of those idiots' topics, because I really don't want to go back to TNA at all.
That's fine. No one wants to go to TNA, but they do, because they have no other choice.
Well, I mean, they do
for a paycheck.
The better setup. And, oh, well, yeah, you were talking about the talent pool. it's really kind of surprising to me that ROH doesn't try to pull in someone, and going back to the prime wrestling, someone like Johnny Gargano or even Matt Cross, who would be kind
of... He worked a couple days for ROH years ago.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, well, hell, Prime's using Jimmy Jacobs now. So... Yeah.
Right, well, and I mean, yeah. Gargano is better than Jimmy Jacobs, so I don't understand why they wouldn't kind of reciprocate and let them, well, especially since he's doing all kinds of other dates anyway. So it's just, I would have to think that there's something out there. Because what? Oh, because I've always mentioned I like Edwards. I kind of dig Eddie Edwards. I don't think he'd be able to move up. I dig him. I like that Tommaso Ciampa.
Yes.
Jay Lethal. I always said that it would help if he were left to his own devices, but unfortunately, that does not seem to be the case. Instead of having to do the Macho Man impersonation all the time. He's just kind of like, okay, he's good in the ring. And then, well, their overall problem is just the fact that more than the people there, I'm getting tired of their style just doesn't do anything for me. Or doesn't do much for me anymore, just because people no-sell so much stuff. Kind of going back to the scene and... Richards just like punching each other or kicking each other. Like it was getting even late into that match and they were still just trading blows. And it's just like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, you're exactly right.
This is like the third time that I've seen on TV that you guys have started to trade blows. Like once in a match is enough. Like we don't need to do it twice right now.
That's been a problem with Ring of Honor forever. No matter who's been there. I remember we used to joke about all the finishers that never finish anybody?
Right.
It always happens. So when someone actually hits a finisher and it works, it's a shot. It's just, I don't know. We should probably just move on to WWE. We're going to be stuck on this forever. We should probably just dedicate an entire audio to the problems of ROH, but...
That is a whole lot. I mentioned him a little bit earlier, but let's start with Brodus Clay there. Was it good that he got squashed on Monday, or was it a bad thing?
I'm going with good, and I think there was a reason for that. I think the Brodus Clay, the happy Brodus Clay guy, is probably gone for now. I know they tried doing the thing with the kids and all that, but it just seemed awkward. So I'm wondering if they're just pulling the plug on it, you know, giving him the badass kind of character he's supposed to have.
Right. Yeah, no, that would be, and that's what I'm hoping for. But I guess to me, there's always that potential that this is starting a long bearing process for him. But I don't know. I think that he has enough popularity that he's that they're not going to bury him right away.
I think Clay's popular to a certain level, and that's it. And I think that's part of the reason why. I think they tried getting the kids in there, to try and to get them the parents to go, oh, he's pretty cool. Oh, what a nice guy. Because I think the older kids are the ones that enjoyed him, like the smartasses like me, who just thought, oh my god, this guy's hilarious. It's just so awkward and weird. That this fat dude is out there, you know, doing the Tyrannosaur or whatever else. And, I mean, it doesn't help that he's got the two thick asses out there with him, too. I mean, come on. But
yeah, that's a nice addition.
But I think even, like, people like me just got tired of it, and then, like, other people sort of started cheering for him. So it was like that popularity level was plateauing.
Right.
And instead of him doing, like, the usual, you know, turn in heel and blaming the fans for it, that this was a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
To have somebody come out who, you know, he fought back. The way their brawl started was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was something that I certainly had a problem with. Like, mm-hmm. despite the fact that anyone would want to stand their ground, no one in their right mind would sit there and go, oh, yeah, just spear me. You know, just tackle me. Like, you know, like an NFL player would just stand there for their, you know, for their opponent to tackle them. Like, no, I'm not going to try to juke out of the way. I'm just going to do nothing. I'm just going to stand here and let them hit me. It's just like, huh? Like I said, I understand standing your ground, but, like, being completely mm-hmm. dumb about it is just
yeah.
moronic.
Well, yeah, watching the 440-foot, 7-foot-1, you know,
guy
running at you.
Yeah, lumbering at you. Like, I know that Clay
okay,
is
lumbering,
a big guy,
yeah.
but he could have at least sidestepped it or something when he realized what was happening.
Yeah. Or, you know what, even buck up with the fists and try hitting, like, just, you know, try to knock him down or something. But he just let him run right into him.
Yeah.
I mean, you are exactly right. He could just sidestep him. But with all that momentum, you needed something.
Well, and I don't even care. Well, I mean, it kind of gives him an out in a way for why he was so beat up the first time. But I guess that still isn't a good enough excuse as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I don't... All right, I think you're sticking a little too much. Well, all right, I think the beginning of the brawl didn't matter. How it played out after, it was a poor way of starting it, okay?
Right, well, yeah.
So
I was going to get around to that.
Yeah, but okay, but it was like an ends to a mean, or means to an end, excuse me.
Right.
And so when they finally started fighting, you know, Clay came back a little bit and Big Show sold for him, which I thought was important.
Right.
But then... Obviously, the idea is to get Show over. Side story, you can get Clay away from the Funkasaurus stuff. Because if you notice, they didn't sell too much merchandise for the Funkasaurus. I think there was one shirt, maybe?
No.
They didn't even make, like, T-Rex claws or anything like that like they could have. You know, they made Hacksaw Jim Duggan fingers. They make the John Cena things, for Christ's sake. So
right.
why not have, like, the T-Rex hands for Funkasaurus, you know? But no, so you've got Big Show going over strong. You got Clay. Now he has an out to get away from that. And he can do, you know.
Well, if they get him out of that, which is a whole different bag of balls.
They're going to have to, aren't they? I mean, I know we were both on board with him in the beginning.
Right.
But now, I mean, it's been a couple months. He had the big thing at WrestleMania with the Mamas. So isn't it time to just kind of go, all right, it's time to see what you can actually do?
Yeah, no, I think it's time to get the trading wheels off of him. But you never know with those idiots, too. I mean, they're
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's just a ranking of idiots at this point. Unfortunately, we started with the medium-sized idiots, went to the biggest idiots, and now we're at the smallest idiots. Because I still don't trust the WWE, even if they did do more things right this week than they have in a while.
Where was John Cena this week?
Not on TV.
Why was he not on? Where was he? I thought that was odd.
I don't know. The fact that they didn't explain where he was?
Yeah, they didn't even mention it, I don't think.
Yeah.
He just wasn't there.
Yeah, no, he just wasn't there. As an overall whole, I fully endorse not having him on all the time, but... yeah, no, it is kind of strange. Usually they would explain something like that.
Yeah, so, I think they've always mentioned if John Cena was doing something, or at least they'd have like a pre. Oh, you know what? They did the pre-tape with the Memorial Day thing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So he was kind of on TV by doing the voiceover. I just thought of that.
Yeah.
That doesn't count for him being on the show, but he was still something.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that was very odd.
There.
Oh, we kind of forgot, but what about Kofi and R-Truth getting beat down, too?
I didn't understand the point of that.
Well, he did call him out. Because remember he said, and two guys who I thought were my friends.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, in that big-ass promo at the beginning.
Oh, well, I mean, I completely glazed over during that promo, so...
Oh, okay.
I couldn't have been any less excited about a promo than...
Yeah, it really needed to be shortened up, but, you know, whatever. Now, people were complaining because the tag champs got destroyed or whatever by Big Show.
Oh.
But I know. But that can be very easily explained. Kofi's a spaz. So what's the one thing he does? He runs down there and jumps at him, you know, just throwing caution into the wind. It's up to the announcers next week to explain that. That he lost his mind. You know, he made a tactical error, something. And same with R-Truth. It can be explained. It's not a bad thing. And you can actually get some sympathy and build some character around it.
I just call Kofi a dummy because every time he jumps into Big Show's arms, something bad happens. Or anytime he jumps into any large person's arms, I guess it wouldn't have been Big Show since he's been a good guy. But, hey, let's try to splash Kane while he's standing up. Oh,
yeah, I know.
You mean I'm going to get Tombstone now? Haven't learned this lesson before.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, then,
maybe you should, you jackass.
But that's where the announcers should come in. And I understand the announcing situation. I get it, okay? But that's what they're supposed to be there for. The Lawler or Kolsch or Josh Matthews or Booker T. Oh, never mind. Booker T's never going to do that. But just mention, he's like, Kofi's got to change up his offense. That's a move that he's tried multiple times without much success. Say it exactly like that.
Well.
Or even say, you know, Kofi's so raw that, you know.
To me, that almost goes back to a general problem that I have with wrestling, which is why don't guys vary up their offense more often?
Well, because you can't do some moves because somebody else may be doing it, you know. I know.
Yeah,
what?
I know, because, you know, NFL teams don't run the same basic plays out of slightly different formations. And, yeah, no hockey team uses the same style, and no baseball team swings the bats the same way. Fucking stupid. You know, I mean, every other sport changes now, and it's just like, I don't understand why they – fucking A. That's just a whole different topic that we could probably broach at some other time that I don't feel like talking about wrestling some. But yeah, whatever. Destroying the tag champs, who gives a shit? And, you know, I mean, it just doesn't mean – the tag champs don't mean anything. I don't care if they're somewhat popular, and I don't care if they're just together because they're two black gentlemen. But
yeah.
Well, what? I mean, seriously, they still haven't given us a reason why they're together. Like, it's just like, oh, they're wrestling.
And whatever happened to them having a team name? Remember that?
Yeah, they still haven't gotten a team name either. So, whatever. And considering how long things have gone at this juncture already...
I'm just thinking of Eric's names that he came up with for the poll, and then the ones I sent him, which can't be said.
One guy that I do think definitely had a good week this week, or at least hopefully the start of something good. My boy Dolph Ziggler. Do you think that was a positive development that he wants out of his crappy tag team?
It's got to be. But he doesn't really have much of a leg to stand on saying he deserves better than this, since he loses matches too. If it was always Jack Swagger taking the pinfall, I could understand. But he's losing as well, you know?
Right.
He's taking the pinfall. So unless they somehow spin it around and go, you know what? I'm so busy carrying this team, I'm exhausted. And then you're nowhere around for the save. If you do something like that. And just make it seem like, even though, you know, Ziggler's the one losing, it's still Swagger's fault, and that's why he wants out.
Right.
I'd like it, but he has to go away from Vicky Guerrero.
Well,
that's the only way it'll work.
The other thing he has to do, the one thing that I haven't really enjoyed since he's been in the tag team is they've really kind of, for whatever reason, pushed the show-off thing, and it's just like, oh my gosh. Like, outfits are so important. And you can look like a douche if it's in a good way, but having these giant feather boa vests or whatever the shit he's wearing.
Oh, he was wearing? Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure he wore it again this week. It's just like, oh, my God.
No, it was a T-shirt.
Oh, was it? I thought
he's gone to the T-shirt lately.
I thought he had both. Well, and even then, though, he was wearing the T-shirt flapping on the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? You may be right. Eh.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, I hope that his look gets at least a little bit of a, even when he was playing, it was better. You know, just let, he was acting cocky enough in the ring that he didn't need an accoutrement like that. And if he does, make it somewhat good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time, especially with the next news bit we'll talk about real quick after. You know, Jericho's gone for a little bit. Orton is now gone for at least 2 months. Clay they've written out, but he wasn't, you know, that big of a deal. CM Punk and Bryan Danielson aren't going to go on forever.
No, but they certainly look like they're setting something else for Daniel Bryan up there with Kane, for sure.
Yeah, well, the No Way Out main event's going to be a three-way.
Oh, that's right.
Except everyone's been clamoring for is a main event with Kane in it.
Oh, yeah, because it's going to make a match with two really good wrestlers even better.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's not official, but it's official. So, I just got to figure out where Ziggler fits. Does he go back to SmackDown?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I would hope so, I suppose. Because
but in this case, it's like a tag team splitting up, and he says he wants out. Is he contractually obligated to be in a tag team? Or is that just the way Vicky's been getting him bookings? You know, if they do it that way, you know, if they still used... I don't know.
Yeah, no, that part didn't make a whole lot of sense, honestly, because, yeah, it's just like, hey, stop booking. Well, actually, the part that didn't make any sense to me is Vicky said, I'll try, and it's just like, what kind of try is there? Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah,
you're
Yoda.
His manager, you just go to Johnny, who is supposed to be one of your good friends, and say, no, we're not taking tag team bookings anymore. Put him in singles matches. They helped Team Johnny, so, I mean, why wouldn't a favor like that be granted?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're asking for a world title shot or anything completely out of bounds. It's just like, hey, give me some singles matches. Okay, done.
Yeah, or give me a shot at this guy, and have him win. You know, I don't want to see a feud with him and Swagger.
Oh, yeah.
Just no, I just don't want to see that. The best bet is just split them up and send them to SmackDown. Maybe, you know, have him feud with Sheamus since Randy Orton's not in the picture anymore. Just do something, you know. But if you feud him with Sheamus, there's nowhere else to go after that's over. And they're not going to let him beat Sheamus yet. So
right. And he can't really beat because Dusty and I were talking about Christian being a stepping ladder, but you can't have him beat Christian yet either, yeah. Just because he's just come back. It seems like they're going to want to keep the title around him at least for a little bit. So, yeah, he's not much of an option to do that.
No. So. And I can't see him turning face to face any of the bad guys like Cody Rhodes or something. Not that Cody Rhodes is a step up, but he's at an odd place. But I think what's going to make him successful, he has to do his own talking.
Oh, right.
And he can't have Vicky Guerrero. He's got to stand on his own, stand or fall on his own 2 feet. Plain and simple. And the best way to do that is to get him away from Vicky, put him on a different show, you know, and have it even be amicable so he can still be a heel. Because no one's going to cheer for Vicky Guerrero anyways. So,
yeah.
You know, because the easy way out is to just bag on Vicky Guerrero. But all that does is give her heat. It doesn't do any good for the person bagging on her. I mean, how many people goof on her?
Oh, you know? Yeah, everyone for the most part, except for Michael Cole. But and him trying to beat up Swagger isn't going to do anything either. No one's going to care.
No.
You know, that's not going to help him with a babyface push.
But at the same time, I kind of got used to him and Swagger being together.
And now they're gonna
pull him apart, and it's like, well, all right. It's like, why bother? I guess they were just a placeholder. They just needed to have them in something for the time being, you know?
Right.
But now the Ziggler's such a young wrestler. There's a lot of upside, and there's plenty of time left. So.
Yeah, no, it doesn't need to be forced, but I think Whatchamahicket isn't too far away, so it's probably a good time to start transitioning away, because they probably will even have another match. Now that they pointed out that Swagger lost this one and he was upset, they've got to at least have another one or two matches as a tag team so that he can blame them.
Yeah, or what they'll do is have Ziggler lose and be like, ugh. Then have Swagger do the same thing the next week, you know? Just to drag this crap out.
No, yeah.
Just bust them up. But, I mean, they've got enough tag teams again. I mean, sort of.
Well, and that's what I would have been fine if they're a tag team, if they treated the tag team division worth anything. But they don't, so...
No.
They
try.
They don't even try.
Well, they've been featuring more tag team matches. I mean,
but still,
it's
Primo and Epico haven't been on TV now, even the last 2 weeks. Like, they made the big changeover to AW and gone.
The same with Mason Ryan.
Mason Ryan, well, he was gone to start with, so whatever.
Yeah,
he got 5 minutes of TV time and then left again.
Yeah, but they've. Using Darren Young and Titus O'Neil in their place.
Right.
So far, they kind of crack me up. That shit with the millions of dollars they do, it's kind of hacky and amateur, but it's kind of funny. Because at least they get into it. But
yeah, it would help if I thought that any of those two guys were worth a lick of anything.
Darren, I think they'll be fine... Undercard, mid-card guys. You're not looking at any future main eventers in that team.
No.
That's kind of what tag teams are now anyways, for WWE at least.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a farm team to, you know, do the other shit.
Exactly. But I guess, should we probably go to Randy Orton so we can get the hell out of here?
Yeah, considering we've gone way too fucking long to start with. Yeah, evidently. Is it officially confirmed now that Randy Orton has been suspended?
Yep, by WWE.com.
Aha.
Second violation of the wellness policy. 60 days, he's gone.
Yeah, considering that his opponent that he was going to feud with is gone for 30 days officially now, Mr. Jericho. This really puts the kibosh on that angle with him being gone for 60.
Well, which could be an actual, you know, let's see, 60 is July. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, no, June, July. They get him back in time for SummerSlam.
Orton?
Yeah. And whenever Jericho's on tour with Fozzy. Yeah.
Well, and supposedly that was in June, so.
Yeah. But, and then after SummerSlam, I guess he goes again. But.
Right.
And I know this is his second go-around, okay? But who's the bigger get, if you want to put it that way? Rey Mysterio or Randy Orton? I mean, Ray got suspended while he was hurt, which is phenomenally just stupid. But is Randy Orton the biggest one to ever get suspended?
Yeah.
I mean, they even said he is the flagship or the whatever of Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, despite the fact that he hasn't gotten really much of a sniff of that title within the past, I'd say, year and a half. Like, I think he had one match or something that he might have been in, but for the most part, they've kept him away from it. He's still kind of the main guy there. Like, he always is featured in some type of a feud.
Yeah. He's always, I mean, his match with Kane was a longer match at WrestleMania than the World Championship match, you know?
Yeah. And the fact that he got a singles match at WrestleMania, really, with so many other people, you know, getting stuck into other matches is just,
yeah,
you know, tells you all that you need to know, actually.
Hmm. But no, I as soon as I saw that news, I just thought, wow, that's the biggest star to get suspended. Because even, I think, the last time Ray got suspended, no, he was the Intercontinental Champion, so he was kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, yeah, that first time around.
Yeah. But, no, I was really surprised. I thought it was a goof at first. Then read it on their site, I was like, wow. And it just, to me, I don't know, it just, you keep hearing about how he's matured because he has a kid and all this, and it's like, well, don't you know what you can and can't be tested for, or what will or will not show up on a test as a positive? Like, wouldn't you take the time to cover your ass, moron?
One would think, but, you know, I would have to say it's probably hard to get rid of all of the moronic tendencies. I seem to find that with most people that get in trouble that much. They don't all just up and disappear. The fact that most of them did up, because the one other thing I guess I thought was, when was his first suspension? Like, when I
yeah,
when I read that it was 60 days, I'm like, when the shit was his that was the first thought that crossed through my mind. I'm like, when was his first suspension? Like,
I haven't looked it up, but I'm with you. I was like, wow, 60 is pretty harsh for the first, second time. Excuse me? Yeah, it must have been a while ago. But
yeah, no, and I mean, I guess he's, you know, cleaned up his act for that long. He hasn't really done anything. I mean, this is the first thing dumb that he's done in a long time. Like, I may make shitting in a suitcase jokes all the time.
This isn't old, that's why.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Those never get old.
Oh, yeah, shit jokes never get old. It just helps when they're attached to a wrestler.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be, that'd be kind of interesting to look that up, and which I don't really care to at this moment, because, it's been a long one.
I'm not down for doing any research right now. That's what we need, a production staff. Just tell them, hey, this is what we're going to talk about. Oh, and possibly anything associated with this stuff, you need to go and find out too, just in case. Like, what was the opening segment on TNA? All right, then you need to research the last 4 years of TNA wrestling for us. No. But, I don't know. He got suspended for something.
Yeah, well, clearly. And that's, I guess that'd be kind of the other interesting thing is, like, it seems like every other time someone gets suspended, news of what said substance is tends to come out. So it would be interesting to know what he ended up taking. You know, if he was just a dumbass like Evan Bourne, can't stop smoking pot, or if he's like Ray Ray and I thought the doctor gave me that prescription for steroids. You know, you know, you can classify yourself either way. So who knows? Or maybe he just had a fucking poppy seed bagel before he went in for his test, and he got nailed for opium.
Yeah. How weird is that that that's actually true?
That is quite crazy. That's true.
Yeah. That blew my mind when that was actually factually proven correct.
Yeah.
Like, you know, every stoner and their mother is just like, oh.
I have an out now.
Got an excuse. But as, in a, as if they haven't, like, changed the process, but I'm sure they have.
Well,
but.
And even at that point, if you're just a stoner, it's not going to do you any good to have opium in your...
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's not going to cover up THC.
Yeah. My bad. Oh, really? Shit. I'm going to stop eating all these bagels then. Fat and unemployed are no way to go through
you're
life.
Start
son.
Looking like a fat Jewish man soon because you eat so many bagels.
Yes, but I can only grow the Hasidic locks on the side. Literally, that's the only place I'd be able to do it. So, all right. But yeah, so, you know, fuck Randy Orton, dumbass. Yeah. I don't really care. I don't really care he's gone either.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that I know that he's popular with certain people, but I don't really care one way or the other. Like, I don't have a big problem with him because he hasn't pushed his way into like the real main event kind of area. But I don't really care if he's gone either. You know, there are very few guys that I would really give a shit if they're gone at the current moment, and that really could be another topic.
That's what I was just about to say. I think that's a good tease for the next show.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
What? Do I get to do the open and close here?
No, I'll just say bye. So, bye, everybody.
Oh, so that means I do get to close, so don't say no, jackass. Well, you can find us at StuntGranny on Twitter. Email us at stuntgranny@gmail.com. I forgot, at DeFrango11 for myself, at Granny Maze for Mr. Jeremy, and at Dusty Giebink for Dusty, and Eric is still a big pussy, so he isn't on Twitter. Yeah.
Ouch.
And go ahead and leave us a comment if you have anything to say about the show. Thank you for joining us for a second time this week with a different duo. I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer.
So, isn't this great?